Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Hour number two of the program, we welcome in our good friend Peter Yates. Enoch joins us here in the program, as we'll get some program picks here in a minute. Peter, how are you, my friend?
Seren, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Three and two.
Busy man these days, buddy. Lots of stuff going on.
There is a lot of stuff going on. David Culley, by the way, being fired by the Houston Texans. One of the things that's happened, because clearly he just, you know, had so much talent. You know, he grossly underachieved at 4-13. I think that's ridiculous. We'll get more into that later. But that's the latest news from the NFL. And of course, the Chiefs, 12.5-point favorites over the Steelers. It is time for our program picks with our buddy Pete Enoch and, of course, Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. We'll pick five games. Chiefs, 12.5-point favorites over the Steelers. Raiders are at the Bengals, getting five from Cincy. Pats are laying four to the Bills in Buffalo. The 49ers are getting three from the Cowboys in Dallas. The Cardinals are at the Rams. The Rams are 4-point favorites there. Those are our games. We've got five playoff games, and Fat Jack from Fat Jack Sports joins us. He'll help us tell us which one of us get it right. Fat Jack, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Actually, ready for this Super Wild Card weekend. You know, we had an easy winner with Georgia on Monday night. Kind of a public service announcement. If you're out there and you're gambling on sports and you like Alabama and you bet your hard-earned money on Alabama, you should really look in the mirror and just tell yourself, I am not going to ever make money long-term betting on sports. There's very few of those games where every smart or sharp player that I know or that I've ever met are on one side, and every single one of the general public are on the other side. And that was typically one of those spots where every indicator said Georgia was going to cover. They left the night line at 3. The money came funneling in, $50 at a time on Alabama. The sharps moved it back, and they, every time it went to 2.5, they brought it back. So it was a very, very easy kind of litmus test if you're a sports gambler. My clients all had Georgia. Hoops are winning again this week. It's not been the best December on record for sure, but a very, very good year. We wrapped up a great 2021. Basketball is winning again this week. So great time to go to FatJackSports.com. Those early bird packages are up right now. Prices will go up on Saturday when the wild card game starts. So you can pay out the service fee up to 8 months for football, 10 months football and hoops, and get all the plays all year long, including the baseball season for free, which made over 75 games of profit for free last year for everybody that played those plays. So FatJackSports.com, great time to go as we head into this super wild card weekend. I love some of these games, and I'm very excited to break them down as well.
All right, we will start with Jed. He is out, and we, of course, have the Drake in for him. We'll start with Jed's pick each time. Curtis, you've got his selection. Lead it off. Chiefs minus 12.5. Who does Jed like in that game?
Jed is taking Pittsburgh in the points.
Okay, he'll take the Steelers in the points. Where are you, Kay?
The Chiefs are about as healthy as a team can be heading into the playoffs as far as who's playing. Everyone's banged up this time of year. There really isn't a lot to break down here. I mean, the Steelers, they win this game. Only way they win this game is to be +3 on turnovers, and I just don't see it happening. They were -3 the last time they played. Chiefs know what's at stake, and I think last week showed them what happens when they don't bring a full bucket. That's not going to happen 2 weeks in a row. I like the Chiefs big.
All right, Peter Yates.
Roethlisberger's humility stuns me. Yeah, he's right. They do stink, and they are going to get their ass kicked. I'll take the Chiefs. I mean, he's right. I mean, yeah. I mean, they're heavy underdogs. They stink, and they're going to get their butts kicked.
I appreciate you doling out the compliments, to Roethlisberger. Good times there. Listen, I've said all week, you bet the Chiefs or you don't bet it. Mm-hmm. This is one that just seems too easy. It just seems like such an auto bet to the Chiefs. The Steelers, the only thing they've got is Mike Tomlin. And Andy Reid will cancel that out. Then you got to play ball. And when you line these two teams up, the Steelers, I don't know, you know, how much worse than the Jacksonville, how much better than the Jacksonville Jaguars they really are. So I'll take KC. I can't see a scenario. I guess I can see a scenario where Andy Reid just lets off the gas and puts away the car early, and the Steelers tack on a couple of scores late to get to the cover. But there's just no way, which, by the way, if I'm Andy Reid, scares the hell out of me, that it looks so easy for the Chiefs. But, Fat Jack, we go to you. We've never had a wild card spread this big. We've never had a two-seed play in the wild card round either. That's a big part of the equation to this. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, the old, sir, and I've talked about this before with when you were not on the show, but the old you can't bet a team plus the points if you don't think they can win straight up, your entire breakdown was we didn't need it because we know that you don't think that Pittsburgh can win straight up for sure. And so I knew immediately there's no way in the world you were going to possibly lean toward Pittsburgh. But I will tell you, Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin, you cannot, and I understand what Andy Reid is, but Mike Tomlin, an incredibly successful coach as an underdog, 43-23-2 over his career. He's 31-19-2 as a road underdog, and straight up as an underdog, Mike Tomlin 25-26 as an underdog. This dude gets his guys. It doesn't matter what. There's three coaches you really don't want to play against this time of year when they're getting points. It's the coach at New Orleans, it's Bill Belichick, and it's Tomlin. Those three guys are incredibly good at getting their team ready and outperforming the market. I think this is that perfect example. I don't think there's any chance, despite what Jacksonville did last week against Indy, I don't think there's any chance that Pittsburgh wins, but I could absolutely see them covering. One of the tougher games to bet on for sure, but I'll lean toward Pittsburgh plus the points. If Kansas City gets the win, I think Pittsburgh has a chance to get the money, though.
Okay, Raiders at Bengals. Where is Jed on the Bengals laying 5 to the Raiders?
Jed's got the Raiders.
Jed has the Raiders. I've got the Raiders as well. I like the Raiders and the points. I think the Bengals are an overvalued commodity. They looked all shiny and fantastic against the Chiefs, but that's not who they are week in and week out. That might show up against the Bengals. I might be regretting this, but I think the Raiders and Bengals are a lot closer to being the same team than people realize. I will take Vegas on this one. Curtis, who you got?
Neither team with any real playoff experience, both quarterbacks making their first postseason start, same for the head coaches. Bengals haven't won a playoff game in 31 years, but the players don't seem to be wearing that. I think the Raiders need some turnovers to win this, and that just has not been the trend for either team. Raiders have forced just 2 the last 5 games. The Bengals haven't turned it over in over a month. I like Cincy.
You know, you've been quietly hot. I'm looking here. Is your record right that you've climbed back to 500, Curtis? Is that right? 47.
Yeah, and that's after a 2-3 mark. I was actually.
And the guy
over.
Who's gone in the toilet is Jed, 45-49-1. Good grief! All right, Pete. I'm on Vegas. Jed's on Vegas. Curtis is on the Bengals. Who are you on, Pete?
I think that the Vegas. I think they'd be exhausted by now because every game seems to have been a do or die for them. But the thing is, I think they have one game left in them, and I think this might be it. Cincinnati, they're a year away. I'll take Vegas -5.5. Or what is it, 5?
+5. You get,
I'm sorry,
you
plus
get 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, +5. Yeah. +5. You get the Raiders +5. All right, Pete's trying to steal an extra half point on us, Fat Jack. who do you like in
he
this
was
one?
To
Vegas?
He's trying to give away points a minute ago. So he's giving points, guys, getting points. So, yeah, you know, I think this is an interesting one. I think that Vegas kind of feels like they're playing with house money right now. I don't love a lot of what the Raiders are, especially with Derek Carr, quarterback. He doesn't protect the ball. But I kind of think Cincinnati's in the deep end of the pool, and they're not playing with house money. It's a team that's had a really good year. They finished strong, and I think there's huge expectations there. Combined with the fact that wild card games in general are on a 52-22 run to the under, 30 games over 500 when the total stays under. So if you're out there in your general public, you need to be looking underdog at least to start because these favorites to win – most of these wild card games go under. We play in colder weather. There's a lot of conservative play because we've got, you know, try not to make mistakes. So I actually like Vegas here, too, plus the points. This is another one of those games you've got a lot of general public playing Cincinnati, a lot of sharps on Vegas, and the number's moving back toward Vegas. This number was 6 just a couple of short days ago. So I like the Raiders plus the points.
All right, Bills and Pats. Bills are 4-point favorites. Curtis, where's Jed?
Jed is on the Bills.
He's on the Bills. He'll take Buffalo. Pete, where are you, my friend?
2 weeks ago, the Bills or the Patriots saw that light in the tunnel, and it happened to be a train coming right at them. I think New England is done for the year. I think Buffalo might be one of the best three teams in football, so I'm going to take Buffalo.
I'm going to take Buffalo Bills. I am on Buffalo as well. I think a beatdown is coming. Belichick's going to be going to do some things, but the Buffalo's definitively the better team here in my book. I think they would have throttled them if there hadn't been a 100-mile-an-hour wind in that first game. I expect Buffalo to take out some aggression. They've seen the Patriots twice. I don't think Belichick's got anything special whipped up for the Buffalo Bills. This is kind of a unique spot for him because, you know, we haven't seen him have to play playoff games where he's seeing somebody a third time. Right, there wasn't very often there was other AFC East teams making their way into the playoffs, and part of that's because he was always beating them down. But this is kind of foreign territory. I don't know that he can keep going and grabbing a new club every time he plays a team. I like Buffalo, and I like Buffalo definitively in this one. Curtis?
Since their much-discussed win at Buffalo, Pats have lost 3 of 4. Bills have won 4 straight, each one by double digits, but 3 of those were against also-Rans at home. But you have to make big plays in the pass game to win in the postseason, and Mac Jones against the number one pass defense in the league is not a winning proposition, like Buffalo.
All right, we are all on the Buffalo Bills, and not just because I have Stefan Diggs in my NFL Playoff Fantasy Football League. That has nothing to do with it. We all really like the Bills. Are we all morons, Fat Jack?
No, you know, it's super hard to play New England. We haven't seen anything other than Belichick. I think the repetition helps him. He will out-coach a Buffalo's coach for sure. But it's about horses in the race at some point, right? I mean, New England did it when you got the 50-mile-an-hour wind when they didn't have to throw the ball. But Mac Jones has been very predictable on what kind of quarterback he is right now. He's really good when he doesn't have to throw the ball. When they stand back, not just against Buffalo, but all year long, when they're able to keep him out of predictable down and distances, he's looked very efficient, very good. When they get behind or when they have get behind the sticks, he becomes very rookie-esque. And so I don't know how, especially Buffalo at home, how New England stays in this game. But it's another one of those, the line is not huge here. So Vegas thinks New England keeps this thing close. But I cannot let my optics overrule in this particular spot what I know Vegas is trying to do, because I don't like a quarterback. I don't think he can come from behind at all. He's not been very good at all when they get behind. I think Buffalo has a lot more skill on both sides of the ball, especially on offense versus New England's defense. I think they score. It's at home. I'll take Buffalo minus the points.
All right, 49ers at the Cowboys. Cowboys lay in 3. Where is Jed?
On the Niners. The Niners. The Niners.
49ers. The Niners. The 49ers. Where are you, Kay?
Niners have won 7 of 9, and their defense is on a tear. They've allowed fewer than 300 yards in 4 straight games, and they have completely shut off the run, 77 yards a game the last 5 weeks. Dallas has been pretty streaky offensively of late, and I've never been a fan of postseason Mike McCarthy. Niners straight up.
Niners straight up. Well, all that verbiage says to me, Dallas Cowboys. I'm on the Cowboys because I think the whole world's on the 49ers, and yet this line is still Dallas minus 3. I actually thought this line could end up being a pick'em as we went into the game, but Vegas still put the Cowboys as a 3-point favorite. I think all the momentum, all the things you said is why the 49ers should have had this line more like a pick'em, and I think that this says the odds makers feel that the Cowboys are a stronger team. And as we get here, the better quarterback is in Dallas, and I don't think that's ever a bad thing to have the better quarterback and only be given a field goal. I think that's a pretty good spot. I'll take the Dallas Cowboys. Pete, where are you?
I echo you, Saran, and the last time I won on the Cowboys, Chuck Halley was a rookie. But this time, I just can't see San Francisco actually even being in the playoffs. I don't think they've – I haven't been impressed with them all year. Dallas, I don't know if they need this, Saran, but I think they're a better squad, and I think this will be plenty of points to cover in that ball game. I'll take Cowboys.
It's been so long since Pete won money on the Cowboys, a guy that we have to tell people who he is for the younger guys, was even then a rookie. Like, it's like 2 generations ago since Pete won on the Cowboys. Does he win on the Cowboys this time, Fat Jack?
Yeah, if they don't, they may burn down Jerry World. I mean, this is a team that was rolling along. They had a couple of speed bumps, but they're playing a San Francisco team that's really bad as an underdog. They did, you know, they came back from 17 points down against Arizona, or excuse me, against the Rams before they went in overtime. We talk about fatigue with the Raiders. I don't know if the San Francisco team doesn't have very similar fatigue. It's a team that has been having to grind and play all 4 quarters, not having a lot of easy wins. Dallas has certainly been streaky. I don't love that. Also, don't love their playoffs. record and the way they played in the playoffs, as you guys alluded to. But I'm going to take the better team here. So I'll lean toward Dallas here, minus the points. But that's just the slightest of leans.
Okay, last game. Rams are 4-point favorites over the Cardinals. Where's Jed?
Jed's on the Rams.
He's on the Rams. Pete, where are you, my friend?
Well, I lost pretty bad the first two times these teams played, so why not go for three? I'll take the Rams. That guarantees Arizona.
You were
really strong. Big on Arizona. They had a great streak going, and Arizona just kicked my ass for a couple weeks. So might not take them again, and I'll just go for 0-3 there.
Yeah, there was line value when I was jumping on Arizona. Right. It wasn't that I was enamored with them. I think this is a tough game. Curtis, where are you?
Two teams going in different directions. I know that's not always the best metric to use come playoff time, but I'm not digging anything about the Cards right now. I'll take the Rams.
Really? They're going in different directions, huh? All right, give me Arizona. I really don't like this game at all. I probably wouldn't play it if I were in Vegas, but I just hear a lot of people kind of quietly like liking the Rams, and I think they're kind of a flawed team as well. I don't love being on Arizona. I think DeAndre Hopkins being down, I think that's an issue. But I think the Rams, Matt, they're winning, but not pretty. And Matt Stafford hasn't played very well either. At some point, doesn't that have to rise up? And if it's so easy, why aren't they a bigger favorite? I would actually like the Cardinals more if they were only a 3-point dog, because I would feel like, okay, there's a little bit of a snitch here. At four, I think they're making a statement that they definitely think the Rams are the better team. But I'm going to take the Cardinals. Give me AZ to keep it close, and hopefully it's a field goal game one way or the other. Fat Jack, three on the Rams, me on the Cardinals. What do you think?
Yeah, if you flew in on Monday, and this is a Monday night game, I bet you figure out a way to play it. We can go play bingo and head to the strip club. I mean, you're going to want some action on the Monday night game for sure. And you'd probably figure your way back to the Rams, in my opinion, because you'd look at, I understand it's easy to say, you know what, there's a little bit of room there, but the Rams off a loss, 28-13-1 against the spread, and they're actually 11-4-1 overall. Actually, 11-4-1 against the spread following the loss. The Cardinals are just 1-8-1 against the spread their last 10 meetings when they play the Rams. This is not a good matchup for Arizona at all, because they are very athletic with Kyler Murray and stuff, but the front four, especially for the Rams, offsets that. They're very athletic. They keep him corralled. Not a good matchup. The Arizona's better than this game, I think, will look. I actually like the Rams minus the points. But, guys, if you want to make money this weekend, and mainly all year long, now is the time to go to FatJackSports.com. You can get all of the plays all the way through the 2023 Super Bowl for the absolute lowest rate of the entire year. You can pay out the service fee up to 8 months for football, 10 months football and hoops. You get the baseball season for free, horse racing for free. Do it now. Invest in a long-term successful strategy. If you're not heading to Vegas just to watch a game for the weekend, get signed up long-term. You save hundreds and hundreds of dollars versus waiting until football season, and you can pay off the service fee. And just playing this weekend, $169 for all my selections and opinions through Monday, $189 football and hoops through Monday. Hoops are winning again this week. We're going to have a huge weekend coming off that big win on Monday with Georgia. Go to FatJackSports.com, sign up today, and win this wild card weekend.
By the way, my mom tuned into the segment late. I got a text from my mom. You'll love this, Fat Jack. Does Fat Jack say the Chiefs? What does he say? So my mom is wanting the update. I said, no, he
Chiefs
likes
are
the
moving
Steelers.
On. No, yeah. Chiefs are moving on. She doesn't care about gambling. Chiefs are moving on. Tell her not to bet the game, but roll Chiefs for one more week at least. Let's get this thing
there going. There it is. There it is. Fat Jack, you're the man, buddy. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Take care. See you soon.
All right, Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Check out his website. All the picks documented right there. Has had a big, big year. He said that December's been a little bit slower than it was early on, but he couldn't have maintained what he was doing early on. He was absolutely white hot at the beginning of the year. So check out his great website. It's FatJackSports.com. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll welcome in one Todd Lebo to the equation. We'll play Stump the Chumps, brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Great Cajun food is right there. Three locations, Independence, the Legends, and, of course, the original at 39th and State Line. It's Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Stump the Chumps is next. Yes, indeed. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen is what you can get. Go to jazzkitchen.com. It's the best Cajun food anywhere around. Submit a question to Jed for our final jumps, and if we use your question, we'll give you Great Cajun food to Jazz. Of course, we give you a chance to win Great Cajun food every single day here in the program. It's from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Excuse me. Great live music, great catering as well. Go to jazzkitchen.com to see that incredible menu. Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. We welcome one Todd Lebo to the program. Todd, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you guys today?
Doing very good. Certainly, I'm fired up. I love my first question. I love my first question.
Ah,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are we ready to rock? It's not that it's like, you know, I explained this to Curtis. I said it's not that it like you guys aren't going to be able to get the answers. The fact of just like what it states, okay? And here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
Right now, Patrick Mahomes is already tied for 24th in the history of the National Football League for touchdown passes in postseason. Career TDs in the postseason. He is tied with Warren Moon at 24th. Is that not amazing? Just that thing that he's already right there. He's thrown 17, and that's good for 24th. There are currently six quarterbacks in front of him. Name the six active quarterbacks that are in front of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Enoch.
Roethlisberger.
Lebo.
Okay, one.
Lebo. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is one. Yep.
Curtis. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course, I thought you would have barreled him out first. Wow. You've gotten the three gimmies.
Mm. And there's three more. In?
Three more.
Talking.
By the way, Tom Brady at 83. Go ahead and fire out if you're ready. Tom Brady at 83 is first. Aaron Rodgers is tied for second with 45. He's tied with Joe Montana at 45. Ben Roethlisberger is seventh with 34. There are three more. Two of them in 12th with 25. One in 18th with 20.
Lebo. Joe Flacco count as an active player?
Joe Flacco is active with the New York Jets, and he is 12th with 25. Curtis?
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson is tied for 12th with 25.
Yeah, I think I'm probably...
One more.
Lebo?
Todd?
Kirk Cousins?
No. For strike.
Strike.
We'll do the sound effects because Drake doesn't know what anything is.
Oh, Lebo. No.
God. Lebo.
I'm stupid. I'm not even going to say it out loud. I won't do it. No, yeah, I will. Matt Ryan.
Yes, Matty Ice
nice.
Is the third one. How about that? I mean, so look, this is what I love about it. 17 touchdowns, tied for 24th already. The other guys that are in front of him, going from top to bottom, second place I mentioned was Montana. Favre at fourth with 44. Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Dan Marino, Kurt Warner, Terry Bradshaw, John Elway, Roger Staubach, Donovan McNabb, Troy Aikman, Jim Kelly, Steve Young, Daryl LaMonica, Ken Stabler, Matt Hasselbeck, and Eli Manning. He has 17. If he throws three touchdowns, he'll pass Eli Manning, Matt Hasselbeck, Ken Stabler, and Daryl LaMonica and be tied with Steve Young and Matt Ryan. Just with three.
Wow.
And if he plays the whole time, I mean, if he just plays all four games, if he goes to the Super Bowl and throws eight touchdowns, he'll be tied for 12th with Flacco and Russell Wilson all time. If he has a big playoffs, he can knock on the door of the top 10.
Wild.
I mean, that's amazing that he's already there.
Hey, that list you just read sounded like a bunch of Hall of Famers and Donovan McNabb.
And Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah. Oh, the only goodness. Non-Hall of Famers on there are the guys that are qualified are McNabb and LaMonica. Yeah, Pete nailed it. And Matt Hasselbeck at 18. Yeah. Matt Hasselbeck. Let's not forget about Matt Hasselbeck.
Let's not. Let's never forget about Matt Hasselbeck.
Curtis, what do you got?
All right, six quarterbacks have made multiple postseason starts against the Chiefs. I'm going to remove Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Tell me the other four. Multiple postseason starts. Multiple postseason starts against the Chiefs. That would leave four quarterbacks, not named Brady or Peyton Manning, that have started against Chiefs in the playoffs at least twice.
Enoch, try Elway?
Nope.
Oh, crap.
Lebo?
One strike.
Big Ben, but on Sunday night, if I answer this question?
Nope.
Oh, dang it. God.
Oh, multiple God, this is... stars, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Enoch Stabler?
Petro?
Not Stabler.
Petro? Namath?
Nope.
Lebo?
I found the buzzer.
Jack Kemp?
Nope.
Man. You said not Brady.
Petro.
Not Peyton Manning. Sorin.
Marino?
Dan Marino is one.
Enoch, last one here. Greasy?
Nope.
Lebo? This is dumb. I'm not going to say it. Pass. I withdraw my answer.
We didn't say it.
Yeah, you did. You can't get buzzed for not saying it.
That was so stupid.
But none are active.
Okay, so they're old.
Oh, none are active. So who am I?
Lebo,
missing?
Bob Greasy? No.
Nope.
I'm out.
Pete said one of the names earlier in the during the last question.
Oh, damn it.
He did?
Yeah.
Must not be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that made a difference. Well,
but
place.
My question was active quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, but Pete said a name that wasn't active. He mentioned the name toward the end and said it wasn't this guy, and I went, oh, that's one of the guys in my question.
Hmm. Huh.
Pete, what did you say 1.5 minutes ago?
Hey, man, I'm almost 76. I don't remember. What'd you say, Todd?
I don't even know. Who's this?
One of the other three is in the Hall of Fame.
One of the other. Oof. One of the other three is in the Hall of Fame. So,
question's too hard, Curtis.
No, it's good. It's just making me think. I'm just drawing blanks on who they played back in the day. Who would have been the AFL guys? Because didn't Pete already said Kemp, right?
Yeah, one was from the AFL. The other two you haven't named are since the merger, which for the Chiefs means since the 90s.
And he said Greasy.
Yep, not Greasy. Mm-hmm.
What am I missing here? Petro Hadel?
Nope.
God, you don't have to buzz, Saran. We're out.
Yeah. Oh, really? Who was the Oilers quarterback?
I'm out, too.
Who was the Oilers quarterback back then?
George Blanda?
Yeah, Blanda. I'll try Blanda.
Nope.
I'm out, then.
In going backwards in time, Andrew Luck.
I was going to say
Oh,
that.
Crap.
Jim Kelly.
Stupid.
Oh, God.
And the guy who Pete inadvertently named during his last question, Daryl LaMonica.
Bomber.
I was trying to give you a hint.
Wow.
The Bomber.
What's the score here?
The score is one for me, one for Pete, two for Curtis, three for Lebo.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Name a Kansas City player who scored a touchdown in the postseason at Arrowhead Stadium for a Marty Schottenheimer coach team. There are six players who scored a touchdown.
Curtis.
Yes, Curtis.
Fred Jones.
Correct.
Petro.
Yes.
Lake Dawson.
Correct.
Curtis.
Yes.
J.J. Burden.
Correct.
Petro.
Yes.
Marcus Allen.
Yes.
Curtis.
Yes.
Keith Cash.
Incorrect.
In Kansas City.
Always at Arrowhead Stadium.
Pete.
Carlos Carson gone.
Go ahead, Siren.
Okay.
Or did you just yell Pete's name?
No, I just.
No, I Pete was answering. I was just telling him to
go
ahead.
There are two left. One of them, I'm pretty sure I said the name maybe earlier this week on your show. Famous touchdown. One of a separate answer to Curtis. Into the air. Yeah, Curtis.
Tim Barnett.
Correct.
Damn it.
One left. It's the final touchdown for Marty Schottenheimer at Arrowhead for in a playoff game.
Petro.
Yes.
Gerbach.
Nope.
Petro Gannon.
Nope.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Kimball Anders.
Nope.
Oh, God. Am I going to answer this guy?
Curtis.
Petro.
Curtis.
Joe Horn.
Nope.
Nope. I'm out.
Petro.
Petro. Greg Hill.
Nope.
I don't know.
I'll give Pete a hint. I think you guys are out. It's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, Gonzalez?
There you go.
Enoch gets two, for God's sake.
Woo. You're only one behind me, Pete. You always play it up like you're doing so bad. You're one behind me, for crying out loud.
Wow, nice
work,
Pete.
All
Let's see. Who's up next? Me? Oh, no. Pete's up.
All right. And you guys are going to clobber this one, but I kind of found it interesting. Okay. Lately, we've been hearing a lot about the Madden video game, obviously, for obvious reasons. And it seems like the first seven players to grace the Madden cover had the same kind of like a Sports Illustrated hex about them. Name those seven, any of them.
Lebo?
Yep.
Michael Vick?
One. Gotcha.
Petro? Didn't Peyton Hillis get on the cover?
Not the first seven.
Lebo? Tom Brady?
No.
Okay, I know he got hurt, but he wasn't on the cover that year.
Wow. So, Mike Vick, how many years has it been around?
It's been around since they didn't start putting guys on the cover. The game's been around since like 92, yeah. But they didn't put guys on the cover. The Madden curse started then.
Yeah. Obviously, none of them were active.
Petro.
Yes.
Jamal Anderson?
Nope.
Curse. Lebo. Sean Alexander.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, God. Did you play the game or something, Lebo? Because you got a huge advantage if you did.
I did play the game, but very early. But I just remember the curse was people kept getting hurt or going to jail in Michael Vick's case.
Right. Geez, Petro. Mm-hmm. My last try. I'm going to try Ray Lewis.
Gotcha. There's one.
Ah, yes. Eat it, Lebo.
It wasn't a curse for him. It was for someone else.
Sure. I think a bad thing
three
is
more.
Going on.
Three more. If I give a hint, I know one of these guys is going to nail it.
Give me a hint.
Hint? His name's been said today by Todd, referring to
Donovan McNabb.
There you go.
There you go.
Damn it. That's terrible.
Three more here. One Heisman Trophy winner. And one Hall of Famer.
Lebo, Reggie Bush?
No.
I'll try Petro. I'll try Tim Brown.
Nope.
All right, I'm out.
Heisman Trophy winner. One decent quarterback, not great. Was around for more than a cup of coffee. He's got his pension. And the other guy was all everything surf. Best surf on turf or whatever was it? What was that name of that Cardinal outfit? Best group in the world or something?
Lebo. Curtis. Torrey Holt.
No.
Curtis. Marshall Faulk.
There you go.
I'm out of strikes.
That's the only one I hate. The best show on turf or greatest.
Surf
fastest
turf.
Show on turf.
Yeah.
Now I want a steak and some shrimp.
Yeah, I'm so hungry.
All right. What do we got?
You got two left here, Seren. One is that not a journeyman quarterback, but pretty much so. But he's got his pension.
I think Petro and I are done.
And
I'm done too.
Go ahead.
What's the answers?
Eddie George, Dante Culpepper.
Oh wow!
Dante Culpepper.
Wow.
All right, Petro.
All right, here we go. Super Bowl quarterbacks. Name me every winning Super Bowl quarterback that played for a former, current, or future Big 12 school.
Lebo.
This is Super Bowl.
Lebo.
Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. I was like, if you guys don't get that one, you guys have lost your mind. Yep.
And this was a winning quarterback, right?
Winning quarterbacks only.
It's just not a...
Did Vince Ferragamo? He didn't win a Super Bowl, did he?
He did not. I wanted to give him credit. Okay. Cal and Nebraska. He played at Nebraska, but he did not win.
Okay,
so no,
there's
he's not on that
strike.
List.
Yeah,
one strike.
So this is the future too. Oh, Lebo, Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon is one. Okay. Well done.
Well played.
Legally, they're not in the Big 12.
Yeah, but they're coming.
Well, I said
that's like breathing hard.
Yeah, but I said past, present, or future.
Oh, okay, all right. I wasn't doubting anything there. Any man's in last can't bitch. Okay.
Will you? I think I'm in last piece.
No.
Curtis. Steve Young.
Yes.
I keep forgetting about
Steve
that.
Young.
For God's
Wait, how many
sake.
Are left?
One
Curtis.
More. Curtis.
Jeff Hostetler.
Yes.
Oh,
Jeff Hostetler, West Virginia.
Man.
Four of them. Only four. I was shocked by that. And how about that? If you
None
go
of them
by
are actually in it, yeah.
Yeah, and if you go by who will end up in it, like West Virginia won't end up being there.
Right.
Yeah, I think everyone thinks they'll leave and everything. But I was like stunned by that. Like, Patrick Mahomes is only the second. If you go by who's actually in the league, only the second.
Really?
And if you go by who played in the actual Big 12,
yeah.
It's just Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
if you look
stunning.
Back, Saran, you look back at those early Super Bowls, Big Eight didn't have many good quarterbacks.
Oh,
yeah, I know. And it speaks to how Nebraska and Oklahoma
I mean,
weren't.
Eric Krause can't go to the bathroom, so I mean,
hey.
He won a high school.
All right, Kay, what do you got?
Another quarterback question. Five quarterbacks have faced Tom Brady at least once in the postseason without a loss.
Lebo. Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez is one.
Butt fumble.
Wait, faced him at least how many times?
At least once. Just one. Faced him at least one time and never lost to him.
I could open that cheat up.
Don't cheat.
Faced him in the playoffs and not lost to him.
Right.
Lebo. Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, that's two.
Lebo. Eli Manning.
That's three.
Jesus Christ, oh, Lebo.
I had to think about postseason.
What you hog it?
Petro.
Surround.
Russell Wilson.
Nope.
Lost.
Super Bowl.
Damn.
This is Petro.
Have we said Jake Plummer?
I have not said Jake Plummer. That's one. That was the first one to be.
How many did Lebo get, by the way?
Three of them. He got Manning, Foles, and Sanchez. There was one more.
Oh, there's another.
Petro. Eli Manning?
Nope.
I already said that.
Yeah, he already said it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He said Sanchez, Foles, and Eli.
Lebo, it's not Joe Flacco. He lost.
Nope.
Yeah. Beat him a couple times, but he lost.
An active quarterback.
What's been said?
Manning, Foles, Sanchez, and Plummer have been answered.
Correctly.
I don't know who all's been said that. You said Russell Wilson. I haven't kept track of who's been said that was buzzed.
I said Flacco was wrong.
I said Flacco.
I'm trying to think of another damn loss.
Jeez.
I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's playing this weekend. No, he's playing next weekend.
Lebo?
You're out.
Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill.
I only had two strikes.
Oh.
That's the last one.
Yeah. That's how the Chiefs
Eli,
got to Foles, play
Eli, Sanchez, Tannehill, and Jake Plummer.
Wait a minute. I just opened up your sheet. You have him. You have Brady being 1-0 against Tannehill.
Yeah, I screwed that up. I transposed Russell Wilson and Ryan Tannehill.
Error.
Wait a minute, that's wrong. He's 1-0 against Wilson, 0-1 against Tannehill.
All right, so Lebo got how many? Four?
I think so, yeah. I should have nine, Lebo's, maybe. I don't know.
Lebo's killing it.
I'm crushing it.
All right,
crushing
Pete.
It.
What do you got?
So it's my turn, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Or I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Lebo's turn. My bad.
This will be pretty quick. This is easy. All right, besides Super Bowl hero Damian Williams, name a running back who has a rushing postseason touchdown while Andy Reid was the Chiefs head coach. There are six. Postseason touchdown for Andy Reid, besides Damian Williams, who has like five or six.
Curtis.
And at the running back position.
At the running back position. Curtis.
Petro.
Nile Davis.
Nile's got one, yep.
Okay. Petro.
Yep.
Jamal Charles?
Nope. He got hurt that
no.
day.
Yes or no? No.
No. No. Yeah, he got hurt his knee in that Colts game.
Wow.
Besides Damian Williams, right?
Yeah. Let's just think back to last year's Buffalo game. I'll give you a hint real quick. People scored on this
Petro?
Team. Yeah.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
That's correct.
Curtis?
Mecole
Hardman.
Nope.
Oh, I thought he was going to score one in Jet Sweep.
Well, he's not a
passed.
Running back.
That would have been a pass. Oh, that's right. Derp. I'm not smart.
There's four more running backs?
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
Petro,
yes.
Spencer Ware?
Yep, he got one. One of them's still on the team. Come on. He's got a tough toe right now.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Darrell Williams?
Yeah, he got one in the Buffalo game last year.
Wow.
Two
That's
left.
Terrible.
Well, I didn't remember that.
Here's a hint for the other. One of them actually has a postseason rushing touchdown against the Chiefs as well.
Oh, wow. What?
Petro?
Yep.
Did Le'Veon Bell get one?
Nope.
Well, that's a good answer, though.
Petro?
Yep.
LeSean McCoy?
Nope.
Man.
You guys done?
I didn't start.
Yeah. I might be.
Yeah, I guess I am. I can't think of anybody else.
You guys are done?
Yep.
Kareem Hunt got one against the Titans.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
So bad.
And Kendrick West had one.
Wow. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Kareem Hunt got one for the Browns last year.
Okay. The American Basketball Association put many, many big stars in the NBA, as we well know, Dr. J, et cetera. Name the original squads in the NBA, in the ABA.
Oh, the teams?
Mm-hmm. Lebo.
Pet.
Kentucky Colonels.
There's one.
Petro Hawks.
No. Hawks were NBA.
Lebo Pacers.
Two.
I didn't mean Hawks. Petro. Mm-hmm. The Spirit?
No.
Lebo Virginia Squires.
No.
No.
Petro. Nuggets?
That's right. Yeah.
Close. No.
Oh.
No. Is that wow. three for me already? God, I'm out.
The
Jeez, that's terrible.
Oh, Curtis. The New York Nets, then?
No.
No.
Poop. They should move so much. There's a team in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I don't know their name. Pittsburgh's.
That's not going to do it.
What?
Well, I said, what's their name? Hell yes, yeah, they're a town.
The Pittsburgh what's is this? Like, what's the Washington team's name right now in football? Huh?
Football
How about that?
Team?
Is it the Pittsburgh Pisces?
not bad, Sarin. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
bad.
She says,
it's not the feces either, but not bad.
There was somebody, I don't know the nicknames. There's someone I'm toast. I got nothing. I'm about to start cussing over here.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left. You've got two.
Wow.
I'm out. I'm busted.
And now you got close. You got close, sir. Are you and Curtis with the? Because the Kansas City was going to get a team, but they went to Denver. But what was their name?
It wasn't the Nuggets, right? It was something else. Yeah. How about I'll try Rockies?
There you go. Well, that's close enough. Rockets.
Oh, well, that's not close enough.
No, that's not close enough. I'm not giving it Rockies on Rockets.
I'm out. I think I've struck enough.
Curtis, are you out?
I'm done.
Okay, what do we get? What was it? I can't believe that was that hard.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought you guys would nail it.
Original's the tough part of that.
Yeah, Anaheim Amigos.
Oh, Curtis, sure. Yeah.
Dallas Chaparrales. Houston Mavericks. The Minnesota Muskies. That's the tough one.
Muskie.
New Jersey Americans. The New Orleans Bucks. The Oakland Oaks and the Pittsburgh Pipers.
Pipers.
Sarin, you got Pipers. Close to that one.
Pipers, the nice. Pipers. I can't believe I did not realize how little I knew about the start of the
Stick
ABA.
With me. And
oh, they switched every 6 months. They were just not there long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because like Curtis, the Virginia
unreal.
Squires, they came along, and then the Memphis Tams, who Charlie Finley owned, and then it just the St. Louis Floridians, Miami Floridians. They just all moved around.
You know, occurred to me, did Jed give Drake a final category?
Yes.
He did?
He did.
Okay. So what is the category that we will be wagering on?
All right, gentlemen, as you prepare your final wagers, your subject will be Big 8 basketball.
Big 8 basketball. All right. For the record, Lebo has 1,200, Curtis 900. I have 700, Pete has 200.
Great.
Prepare your wagers. We will take a break. When we come back, we will get our question and find out who wins today on Stump the Chumps, brought to you by Jazz. A Louisiana kitchen, great Cajun food is just waiting for you. Jazz, three locations in the Legends, in Independence at I-70, 291, and 39th, and State Line right down by the KU Med Center. All right, here we go. Wrapping things up here with Final Chumps. The category is Big 8. Lebo in the lead, as he often is, 1,200 points. Curtis, 900. 200 for Pete, 700 for me. The question is what, Drake?
Well, this is from an emailer who, it's just the first initial. It's from D, is the only identifier here, from D. says, my daughter for Christmas picked up a 1979 Big 8 postseason basketball program and gave it to me for Christmas. The three local coaches at the time were Jack Hartman with Kansas State, Ted Owens at KU, and Norm Stewart from MU. Name the other five coaches in the Big 12 1979 postseason. I'm sorry, in the Big 8 1979 postseason.
And who were the three you named? They're named nine.
Hartman, Owens, and Stewart, the three local schools. But for the other five schools in the Big 8, who were their coaches in the postseason of 1979? Do you want me to go through the schools just to refresh your memory with the schools?
Well, we know the schools, but...
No, we don't.
The Big 8? Come on.
The Big 8.
Yeah. Well, we got them, but I mean, it'd be nice.
This is supposed to be only one answer to this.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
I don't know how Jed picked this for a final one. I think somebody needs to talk to Jed about how this works.
Well, maybe whoever gets the most gets the points.
Okay. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah.
79? I'm writing down several names. But they're going to be wrong.
Hell, I can't see here. It's trying to remember who the hell was in the league then. My stupidity just keeps getting deeper.
I'm so mad.
Okie State.
I should know my own team, right?
I would think so.
You should.
I think that's the only one I got.
I'm down for my own team, so we'll see where I get.
Okay. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right. Do you want to go first then, Saran? Is everybody done writing down there?
Well, we'll start with Pete. We start with Pete with 200.
Billy
Pete.
Towns, Oklahoma. Oh, I got 199.99.
Well, no, just first, what are your answers? Oh. Did you get five guys? There's no way you did.
No.
Okay.
Numbers, yeah.
I just had Tubbs,
Moaiba, and Sox Walseth.
Tubbs wasn't there yet.
Did he get any right?
No.
Okay.
Where in hell is Billy Tubbs in?
He was at Lamar.
Was he really?
Yeah. By the way, Pete, you bet $199?
Yeah.
$199.99. I've got 2 cents for 2 weeks. It's pretty hard to make a living like that.
I didn't even write a name down. I bet $301, so I'm at $399. Curtis.
I had Depez, Poopsie, Murgatroyd, Skittle, Herp, Derpa, Toots, Waller, and Pete Enoch.
And Phil.
How much you bet?
$1.
Oh, boy.
$1, so $8.99. So let's see if Lebo blocked him.
I put down Dave Bliss for Oklahoma. Ah, yeah. There you go.
Lebo got one.
And I put Johnny Orr down for Iowa State. I don't think he was there yet, but all right, so that's what I had. I got one.
Okay, so how much did you bet?
601.
Oh, yes. 599. Curtis is the winner by 300.
I'm the only one who gets anything right and I lose.
Yes, that's right. That's how it works.
I blame you.
What were the answers?
The correct answers were at Colorado, Bill Blair.
Sure.
At Iowa State, Lynn Nance.
Oh, Lenny Nance.
Nebraska, Joe Cipriano.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, Dave Bliss, as Lebo let us know. And at Oklahoma State, Jim Killingsworth.
Oh, JK.
The only one.
No. I've heard of Dave Bliss.
I knew
obviously.
I knew the one guy's brother, Buzz Killingsworth.
Like that question. That's a great question for in chumps, right?
Yes.
But for final chumps, that's like five guys. Yikes. Holy cow.
Joe Cipriano, the only one.
Yeah.
I smell. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Peter,
yes,
do you like the Chiefs to get away with a big win before I let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. They can't. This team just stinks out loud. He was right. I mean, they're going to get their ass kicked. He was right. He guaranteed it. He'll go down with Namath in history.
Yeah, great predictions. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger making the great prediction.
Yeah, nice
I love it. Pete, you're the man. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Peter Yates, Enoch with us here in the program. We will take a break when we come back. Mark Boerichter will join us. We talk some Chiefs football with Mr. 99, the living legend, the superstar, our cohort from the Central Bank pregame show, Mark Boerichter, coming up next. Todd Lebo, thank you very much, buddy. We will talk to you soon. We will talk Chiefs football next here in the program.